Welcome to the Die As Cast podcast.
I didn't actually ask how I sound. Do I sound fine?
Oh, you sound good, Griffin.
You did fine. Ask, I think.
And I am living in a material world. Go, Dad.
Alone we walked through halls of flesh where darkness slept in stone and mesh. For hearts stood firm in shadow's lair. Gideon, Chisk, Maeve, Ilex, Fair.
Hey.
Oh, Codex Green, your light so rare. You whisper truths through the tainted air. Though demons rise and shadows cling, our hope shall bloom like verdant spring.
Wow.
Their ended chant with cursed flame to raise Dark Korgoth's dreaded name. Mm-hmm. But Chisk the wounded held his hand and turned his brother from that land.
Ooh.
O Codex Green, your light so rare, you whisper truths to tainted air. Though demons rise and shadows cling, our hope shall bloom like in spring. The cult fell low, their cries grew still, a chamber shone with ancient will. The codex first in light did glow, that gifted powers well to know.
Oh, I have to listen to your lyrics.
Yeah,
I know.
That's the whole point.
I was going to the tune.
Then you shouldn't have made the tune music so catchy.
Then Raj appeared through shadows tied, a fey in cloak with truth to hide. From Winter's court, a secret thread, she vanished ere the night had fled. In Susken's hall, they danced and sang through silence, though... In Susken's hall they danced and sang, though silence through the laughter rang. For Maeve now knew her place and name, from Ashragora her shadow came. Codex Green, your light so rare, you whisper truth through tainted air. Oh, demons rise and shadows cling. Our hope shall bloom like verdant spring.
We're talented musicians. Thank you so much, everyone. I'm reading it now.
Wow. It's Griffin Cork is the Diescast podcast. I'm just popping here in here to say that if people who are singing the chorus seem kind of out of tune, that's not on them. Not out of tune. Sorry, I mean out of time.
Whoa, out of time.
It means the edit was bad, and that's my fault. So anytime if they didn't sound like they were singing together, trust me that they were, and it's my fault. Bye.
Right. And if they were out of tune, that is on them.
That is on them.
I don't think they were, but if they were, it is
them. I'll take that.
I can't help with that. All right. Let's meet.
That was pretty
our
good.
Cast.
That was great.
Also
that
pretty
was,
good, but I do, was, need, very, I do yeah. need to reread this lyric sheet that you wrote so that I can actually understand what you said.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Let's actually not rush through. Let's have a bit of a post-mortem about how that went. Let's
the
all
meter
have, okay,
was
all right. round two.
Great, though.
Pretty
okay.
good.
Alone we walked through halls of flesh. Yeah, we did that. Yeah.
We did that.
You got the Vampire City's name into the song. Mm-hmm. That's not like a melodic name necessarily.
Also, why am I the wounded?
Very old timey singing to go shahados is very funny. That's never not gonna be good.
Just anyway. Your heart was wounded, not your body.
Yes.
You know, no, you were very beat up, remember? He kept hitting you and you didn't hit him back because you were trying to convince him.
I like the heart being wounded idea.
Both. I think, but Chisk the wounded held his hand and turned his brother from that land.
It's really good. That's really good.
Yeah,
it is
that
really
is
good.
My new wrestler name.
That's really good.
I've had two wrestler names in this podcast. This is the second.
The Flower of the Pinion is a dope.
The Flower of the Pinion was badass.
You know how Halo calls their big ships like Pillar of Autumn? Like Flower of the Pinion.
That's how I felt.
Yes. And the Raj stanza, I have to say, was very appealing to me. Go through that one. Just do some beat poetry for us a little bit. You don't have to sing it. Here you go. All right. Then Raj appeared from shadows tide, a fey in cloak with truth to hide. From Winter's court, a secret thread
she vanished ere the knight had fled.
Yeah, knight had fled was good for sure.
That's very good. I petition to keep all recaps in poetry form from now on.
That's really good. That's
all
really
good. Say I.
I. And I'm hoping that Dad could learn how to play the ukulele.
Please. Could you please?
And I'm hoping that you have a different hope.
Cool. All right.
All right. So let's introduce our cast of choristers, starting with Ilex.
Oh, shit. What? Wait, what?
That's what you get for having enthusiasm.
Yep.
Right. Hello, little ducklings. It's me, Ilex, here on the edge of town, recuperating after quite a long adventure. But I'm feeling quite wholesome and prepared to eat some goddamn tiramisu.
Yeah.
Oh, prepared to eat some goddamn fuck tiramisu. Yeah. You got your paperwork.
I'm thinking about a recipe where I can make tiramisu out of flesh for Rend, because he also deserves a little treat.
Oh, that's really nice of you, actually.
Chisk, why don't you tell us about who you are and what you're feeling right now?
Oh, well, hello, everyone. My name is Chisk, and I am a Piney Cleric. I am very happy today because my twin root brother is better. Drop the accent there for a second, just to emphasize.
Better.
Better.
Yep.
Better. And yes, not entirely stoked about the circumstances of who he is now, but, you know, you gotta take the good with the bad.
Yes. Griffin, tell us about Gideon.
Gideon's good. Gideon wants a crowjack, baby. Gideon hasn't had a freaking magic item in a while since he said no to Mavros. Give me that crowjack, please. Eat it. You better know when to hold him. Know when to hold him.
Oh, wow. God. That is
I didn't really have wondrous reasoning for me singing that, but I thought it would be funny, and it was. So it was funny. Anyway, let's move on.
Maddie, tell us about Maeve and her new information, how that affects her.
How do you think it affects her?
My God.
I
That's right. Yeah, sounds about right. That's where I'm at. Thank you very much.
All right. Speaking about.
It's funny that Maddie's is the one video we can't see, but she's the most combative.
That's right.
Yeah, just so everyone knows, my video doesn't work. So normally we can see each other, but right now I am a mystery to these people.
Someone stole her lightning dongle, dude.
Whoa.
Yeah. Like, what are you going to do?
What are you going to do? When they come for you, dongle. Bad boys, what you gonna do?
Is this a musical episode?
It is, yeah.
Okay.
I hope not, because the examples haven't been good so far.
No, we've come to save you.
Oh, God.
All right. So we have some housekeeping things to take care of. As you all did not remember, you have leveled up to level 9.
Yo.
So I want you to take, you know, 1 or 2 minutes, think it out fully, and then tell me what you want to do for 9th level, because that was the homework.
No, oh, yeah. Hold on. I asked you on an episode if you wanted to do this off mic or on mic. You said on mic.
Yeah.
Don't get mad at us for doing it on mic.
We're doing it on mic. I'm just saying, do it faster.
Okay, can you remind us, just for sake of refresh, we are now 9th level.
Yay!
Yes.
There was that special deal with taking, can you remind us what that was?
Can you remind
the listeners what that was?
Yes. With the listeners?
Yes. What the listeners will probably remember is that the Codex allowed you 2 new proficiencies or 2 new 4th level or lower spells, or 1 of each, for example.
With just a single, like, single use. Yeah.
No, this is added to your character as a new ability.
So 2 new proficiencies or 2 new 4th level or lower spells.
And if you don't have the ability to cast 4th level spells yet, aka like, I don't have spell slots, I can still cast 1 of these spells once per long rest.
You could cast, yes, you can cast each, you can use these abilities obviously permanently, or increase your current abilities, obviously, or
You can take two spells that you can cast once per day.
But that's only if you don't have the capacities to cast them. Like for me, I can take them and just use them as normal spells. There's no once per day thing.
I think we should think of it like a magic item. Like you can cast it through the like using your codex knowledge rather than your spell slot.
Yeah, think of it as a bonus spell as opposed to an addition to your spells.
Because you only have limited spell slots, right?
Mm-hmm. I only have two.
Nerd.
So you get one extra fourth level slot. Excuse me.
Just
you.
Getting a bit judgy.
Sorry.
Flex your spell slots at us.
I'm okay, only so flexing because I go to level five levels, the spells levels down.
Sorry, Maeve, did I hear you correctly? You're taking one spell and one skill?
No, I'm going to take two spells.
All right.
Maybe that's the wrong call, but I don't care.
There is no wrong call with bonuses. I mean, it's all icing.
It's all icing. Cool.
Can I up a proficient skill to an expertise skill?
Yes.
You can just add two to any skill?
Yes.
Oh, Gideon, are you going to take stealth?
I'm already an expert in stealth, I'm afraid.
Me too, but what if you just add two more?
Fuck.
I know, right? What's your stealth at?
Plus 11.
Mine's at plus 13. Imagine if it were plus 15. It could be really fun.
Damn it.
You're just invisible.
There's part of me that wants to do, like, perception or investigation. Those
practical.
Those feels like we use those a lot. Oh, man.
But isn't it fun to have a plus 15?
Yeah, but I don't get a 15. You get a 15. You can take that makes sense.
Here's what I would say. You guys always adventure together. You should have sort of one specialist in each type of skill. And as they used to tell me, you know, in like sales courses, don't try and improve your weaknesses because you end up with strong weaknesses. Improve your strengths.
But what if we just want to be a whole bunch of fuck-ups?
Well, that,
good at nothing.
That's a very fair and good question, Diego. Thank you so much for bringing that up.
Somebody had to say it.
Yeah. Then that is your strength.
The good for nothings.
I think you should then spread it and just spread the mediocrity. Take your plus two, it's stealth, so that you're minus six as opposed to minus eight.
Yes. Yes.
Huh? Interesting.
Shall I re-sing the song while we're waiting?
No, because I am going to go ninth level into rogue, I'm going to take my plus two in persuasion.
Oh, persuasion. And what are you going to do with your second plus two? Are you going to take a spell?
Yes. It's under level four, so three and under?
Four and under.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Are you sure about this, Kevin?
Jesus. It is the Viridian Codex. It's the writings of a god. Unless you wish to reject the gift of a god, which is...
Again? That's so typical.
For a second time.
Who cares?
Crazy.
But remember, the spells don't have to be clerical spells.
Right.
Or warlock spells.
Or
if you were
ranger
a warlock.
Spells.
Or Yay. Ranger. Yes, you're
ranger
right.
Spells.
Yay, ranger spells.
I am locked in.
Ooh, all right. Well, since you are locked in, why don't you tell us what you have decided to do with your new Viridian bonuses?
I, Maeve Maldorava, have taken a couple spells. One of them is not a warlock spell. It is a sorcerer, wizard, bard spell. The other one I can take as a warlock spell if I want. The first one is Sickening Radiance. And this is a dim greenish light spreads within a 30-foot radius sphere centered on the point that I choose. And the light spreads around the point. When a creature moves into the spell's area for the first time on a turn or starts its turn there, that creature must succeed on a con save throw or take 4d10 radiant damage.
Ooh.
And it suffers a level of exhaustion and emits light in a 5-foot radius, so you can't go invisible. And then my second spell, I took greater invisibility, because, like, why not?
Typical.
I want to be
choice.
Invisible. I have also kind of beefed a lot of my stealth rolls in the last little while, so I figure if no one can see me, then that can't happen.
Oh, I see. Right. And for your ninth level abilities, what do you get as a warlock, a celestial?
I just get some bumps to my HP, obviously. I'm basically unkillable now.
Hey!
my spell attack modifier and my spell save DC both change, so hopefully I'll actually be able to hit stuff, and my invocation stayed the same. So, we're looking good.
All right. So, Maeve is set up, ready to rock and roll. Do we have any of our other crew set up?
Am I so specific?
No.
I want to take a spell of Conjure Minor Elemental.
Mm.
I'm trying to figure out if that... I can't find a stat block for Conjured Minor Elemental, so I think I can just... Because it says you can summon one elemental of CR2, two elemental of CR1, and then it goes down from there.
Half
a CR, quarter CR. I think I can just summon a elemental from the Monster Manual as long as it's CR2 or lower.
I think that's how I interpreted that.
Elemental creatures are things like... There's other things that's supposed to just pure elementals.
No, I know. Like, I'm looking at... There's part of me that doesn't want to say it because it would be a cool reveal. But I'm looking at one that is classified as an elemental and it is CR2.
All right. So, what I see as elementals, say a CR2 elemental, Gargoyle, an Anubian from the Tome of Beasts, the Azure, the Firegeist, and the Peck.
Peck is very Gideon-coded.
Right. Okay, yeah, there we go. I'm on D&D Beyond. In fact, if you use D&D Beyond's monster search tool to search for elementals by challenge rating, you'll find that there are only 10 different creatures you can summon with Conjure Mile. Okay, so you can summon specific creatures. Great. That's what I'm choosing for sure.
Mm.
It's actually okay. Random. You get a random elemental every time.
It's like you actually get a shit elemental. It's made of poop, idiot.
He's made of poop.
Stupid poop man. Emma is so fucking serious right now.
Just lock the fuck in. I just saw that,
holy
too.
Holy shit.
I am not listening to you at all. I'm reading very small print.
God damn, she's going to slit my throat. That is the most serious I've ever seen Emma Brager in my real life.
That's resting kill face, not resting bitch face.
Resting kill face.
And then I'll just wrap mine up because I'm also going to level 9 myself. Up to
Excuse
rogue.
You.
I'm level 9 myself.
That's dirty. You're gonna what?
In front of all
God.
Of
us. At level 9, swashbucklers get panache, which is your charm becomes extraordinarily beguiling. As an action, you can make a persuasion check contested by a creature's insight check. Creature has to hear me and we have to share a language. If you succeed on a check and the creature is hostile to you, it has disadvantage on attack rolls against targets other than you.
Whoa.
It can't make opportunity attacks against targets other than you. The effect lasts for a minute. Or until one of your companions attacks the target, affects with a spell, or if me and the target are more than 60 feet apart. If you succeed on the check and the creature isn't hostile to you, it's charmed by you for a minute. While charmed, it regards you as a friendly acquaintance. This effect ends immediately if you or your companion do anything harmful to it. Which I think just goes in line with Gideon's like, I promise I'll be in front more.
Mm.
I'll stop hiding as much. So I'm gonna go, hey Buster, attack me and only me, baby.
Baby.
I will also level myself up to 9.
Okay, that's good.
Right,
that's
in front
a good
of
choice.
Everybody, that's fine.
It's really vulnerable.
Yeah,
we're happy really that you're vulnerable. Here.
Thank you. I get a level 5 spell slot, which is fucking huge, you guys. These
wow.
spells on level 5 are insane.
I'm scared of you.
Oh yeah,
you should be. I also added +2 to my religion.
Very nice.
Girls in my religion. And
yeah, that's good.
That's no me in episode. The corner.
that's me
in the spot.
Leveling
okay,
up.
Okay, everybody.
I thought you said everybody.
I am taking a spell from the wizard book, and I'm choosing counterspell, baby.
Yes,
yeah.
I was really close to choosing counterspell.
Nice.
Here comes
You're
the
done.
Artillery.
Great counterspell. That's yeah. so great.
That's so great.
Is it?
I don't believe you.
Ask any DM in the world if it's great.
it is.
There was only a matter of time. You were on borrowed time
yes.
until one of us took counterspell.
Yes.
Right. That's true. Okay. Actually, I did think I was going to be free of counterspell when nobody picked wizard, but I haven't thought about that for like a year and a half. And now,
then you give
here
us
it
free
is.
Will
you fool.
To choose any spell ever.
I didn't know you guys knew D&D that well. All right.
Wait. So if I wanted to, so let's say I counter a spell that is level 6. Let's just say level 6, for example. I can't use counterspell with a higher spell slot. I
Do
can't.
Oh, it has to be level.
It has to be level 3, and then I have to use Arcana to contest it.
Think of it as an item, as Ilex mentioned. Just think of
right.
it as a separate one shot thing that you get every day.
Easy. But you could take it at 4th.
Yeah, I was going to say, if we're saying 4th level, could he take a 4th level counterspell?
as your like in pocket counterspell once a day?
Oh, I see no. what you're saying. I couldn't do that. Okay, well,
I am not playing with it. I'm letting you have it.
You're just a counterspell hater.
I am not saying a counterspell hater.
Windfall.
Declared
counterspell
hate.
It's yeah. I think there's a gift horse that you guys are looking in the mouth and pulling out teeth.
I don't think so.
Is that what the phrase means?
I have no idea, but I don't like it.
Also take its teeth.
Poor horse.
The phrase is you're looking the gift horse in the mouth because a horse's mouth is a great indicator of its health. So if you're given a horse as a gift and you're looking in the horse's mouth, you're like basically. Like assessing the value of a gift that was given to you without you having to buy it.
I thought I was the knowledge cleric.
She's a writer.
Right. All right. Ilex.
All right. I have done some serious reading, as previously pointed out.
Tiny reading.
Yeah. This print is so small. First of all, from the Codex, I am going to take from the Tales of the Margrave, I will take the spell Heart-Seeking Arrow. Because we've dealt with quite a lot of pains in the ass down here. This is an excellent Cobalt Press spell. Do you want me to read it out, or shall we let it play out in the moment?
I say read it out. Get that all Cobalt Press money going, yeah.
Heart-Seeking Arrow, 4th level transmutation spell. As a bonus action, the next time you make a ranged weapon attack during the spell's duration, the weapon's ammunition seeks its target's vital organs. Make the attack roll as normal. On a hit, as we know, Ilex don't miss. The weapon deals an extra 6d6 damage of the same type, or half as much damage on a miss.
Oh my god!
If this attack reduces the target to 0 hit points, the target has disadvantage on its next death saving throw. If it dies, it can't be restored to life. It can only be restored by means of a true resurrection or a wish spell.
Holy so basically instant Jesus. Murder arrow.
Unfortunately, the spell does have no effect on undead or constructs, but I'm kind of into that.
And we're out of that shit now, baby. I hope.
We'll see.
I hope. Don't speak too soon, Diego. Really.
So that's my fourth
spell. That is definitely a potent spell.
Damn.
Potent. I squinted so hard to read it. I'm also going to take a +2 to my perception. Which brings me up to
so you know exactly when to use your heart-seeking arrow.
Yeah, I think that can be my thing that I'm good at in this group.
That's very ranger-y of you.
Yes.
Actually, both of them are perception. Very much on theme.
Although, my level up will be a level of fighter.
Ooh,
as
baby.
We found ourselves often in the shit in these dungeons, I want to be better at maneuverability, and I'm taking a third level in fighter, which will bring me to a battle master.
Yeah.
That's so hot.
Thank you. Hot about it. I have some battle maneuvers now, so I can hold on to those. I won't tell you what they are. Let's let them play out.
Okay, fair enough. No. I do have to address the suspicion that the players view the DM. I'm not telling you what I do in case you come up with some counter for it.
It's yeah, kind of.
I am working with you people. We're I'm not working against you.
Trying to keep something in the pocket for the narrative of the story, you know?
Okay, we love a secret.
Right.
A big reveal.
All right, a big reveal. All right, everybody. I think we have everything covered off in terms of the housekeeping. Everyone has leveled up to their 9th level, or in Alex's case, become the battle mistress. Chisk has a couple of mysterious new 5th level spells. Gideon is now pulling steam mephits out of his ass.
No.
Are they out of your ass?
Out of your ass?
No, no one said that.
You can't ever make fun of my maple hole ever again.
Yes, I can. I didn't say the ass thing.
I just had the sort of whole teddy bear image and squeeze and
sorry, did you say teddy bear's hole?
Teddy bear's
hole. Anyway, what else are we doing today?
Can I go now?
All right, you guys. It being early the morning of the next day, the village is quiet. Everyone's recovering from the big party they held in your honor as a celebratory welcome back. The survivors, the refugees, everyone is back now in the village. And soon will start the long drudgery of rebuilding their village that you have given back to them. You are standing now on top of the valley where you originally entered. You can see 20 feet away the faintest outline of the portal. There is just a faint, almost blood mist
Oh boy.
That outlines the
oh god. Huffs it.
flashback. yeah. No, you have beaten. Actually, that's a good question. Did you beat your addiction?
She did. She has beaten it, actually. Also, she's fine. She never had a problem here.
I think I have a way around this. Friends, do you want to go back into town, or shall we just let them be? I think it's time to go.
I feel like we've said our goodbyes.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. I feel satisfied with maybe just slowly retreating.
What, Alex, you said you had a way around the mist?
Well, I just wonder, Maeve, we trust each other, right?
Sure.
That was the most suspicious sure I've ever heard. I can cast charm on you, which means you would then listen to me, and I think it might help. You know, it's sort of like hypnotism, you know, when you're going through something and you need to sort of...
I am very familiar with charm. Here is the thing, guys. I have not had a blood in a long time. And so I'm wondering if I just get it out of the way.
You had a ton last time. This was a couple of days ago, wasn't it?
Yeah. Do you mean getting blood from the lake or blood from a different source?
Well, I mean a different source so I don't go completely cuckoo bananas at the lake. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Oh, so you want to
at least maybe have a better chance. Or you can cast the charm on me and I will take it and I'll just follow you and lose all of my independence and
free will
agency and volition. But
okay, I don't like this option anymore.
Well, that I mean, it is an option.
It may not be such a bad idea. I'm sure Rend is hungry as well.
Are we going to go find a thing or?
Yeah, what's your thought? Do you want to bite one of us?
Oh,
I would not ever want to do that. That's. why don't Rend and I go quickly just try to find some sort of little beast or something and just see what happens. Maybe if I get a little morsel, I won't be such a crazy person and we can feed your brother.
I will tell you that Rend is not hungry. He hates what he is right now, so he's not full on the undead team.
Maeve, can I ask you, how does it work when you eat? Is it like when I eat, you know, I feel sated, I feel fine, and then when I'm hungry, I get a little bit worse over the course of the day, my patience gets shorter. Is it the same kind of feeling for you, just with blood?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it like more urgent?
It feels urgent, but it doesn't feel critical. It's like being very, very, very hungry and you get pissy and you do worse at everything.
The blood lake was a different scenario simply because there was just so much of it.
Right. Like being surrounded by donuts.
It's like being surrounded. It's like in a Krispy Kreme ocean of delight.
I would have a hard time restraining myself as well, honestly.
It's like Chesk when he sees a bed.
Yes. It's just uncontrollable.
No, right, so we all have our weaknesses, and we all have our vices.
Not me.
Definitely not. I can't picture a single scenario where you would lose control.
No way.
No. So, Maeve, I can help you hunt. You know, I'm good at that. I can help you if that's what you need. Or if you just want to get through it, we can try, you know, sort of a little mind calming measure, whatever you prefer.
You know what? Forget I said anything. Let's do that. I want to just get this show on the road.
If we're talking about the Blood Lake, yeah, my intention around that was that once you conquered it, you are past it.
Ah! You know what? I actually feel very confident I can handle this without any sort of support. Let's go.
Suddenly, I feel so good about it.
I've had a sudden change of heart.
Yeah.
Do you want to have a little sip of my blood?
Are you offering?
Yes. If it'll keep you calm, absolutely. Anything for you.
Okay, that's nice. Usually people don't offer.
Well, it's not weird. It's what you eat. Here, I take my knife and I cut my bicep.
Wow.
Like on the outside of my arm.
But when Gideon cuts his stomach, everyone freaks out.
I was going to say Gideon cries about his stomach.
Gideon, when you did it, you were like putting on a show. Just don't be weird about it.
Gideon picks up his scab.
You're a vampire. How do you want this, Maeve? Do you want me to put it on a plate?
You can probably just hold it out and I'll just...
Great. I hold out my arm and let her lick my arm.
I lick her arm.
Yeah.
And then I look away.
And Gideon and Chisk are both kind of shuffling their feet and just looking around to one side or another. They start talking about football games.
So, Ray, you like the Knicks or what?
Don't say Nick.
I'll take 3 points of damage for that.
I'll take 3 points of psychic damage for that.
Trauma damage.
That's right.
Don't be weird about it, you two. This is normal.
Sorry.
You just said plate and not a cup, and that's been bugging me the whole time.
Plate, like a kitten.
A plate, a plate of blood.
A saucer of blood.
All right. Yeah. Anyway, now that's done.
There's a quiet moment. There's a quiet moment as lights come up on
and
the music swells.
Alex, do you eat a lot of vegetables?
We have to go. We really have to go.
Kind of an omnivore as I like patch moss into the wound to stanch the bleeding.
Oh my god.
All right. Ready to go then, everybody?
Never mind. It's just like a curiosity. So I've known about like minotaurs and centaurs, and now there's, I mean, not now. I've always known about Elseids, but is there? Do you know if there's other creatures like that, or is it just that like those kinds
that are? Do you mean like a combination of two separate beings?
Yeah,
I am a combination of two separate beings.
I guess we're all a combination.
Yeah, technically, yeah. I'm barren human. I don't know if that's how we want to view the world.
The implication that my ancestors were both one deer and one human is weird to me.
No, that is not what I said.
Okay, just being clear, that's not how this happened.
No, I know. I understand that. Great. There's magic involved.
There is magic involved.
Yes. I guess like a satyr is like...
Yeah?
Yeah, that's what I mean, but I only know of a few. There's like goats and deer and horses. Yes. Is there like a...
Mermaids.
There's mermaids, yeah.
Harpies.
Okay, never mind. I answered my own question. Let's go.
Soleil.
It's been answered.
And genie. They're a person mixed with a cloud.
I am satisfied.
In a magical world, anything's possible.
Really?
Even
I'm going to open the portal.
Bye.
Gideon leaves.
Before we start licking blood again.
Oh, please.
So, fortified as she is, Maeve strides confidently through the blood mist.
That's right.
We let her go first. Yeah, sure.
The portal closes after her.
No, it is there. You guys are looking out. Oh, you're about 200 feet from the shoreline. You are in the Crimson Lake.
We're on a floating island.
Does the conquering apply to all these blood zombies as well, or do we have to go through this shit again?
only one way to find out.
Don't seem to see any blood zombies.
All right, I'm going to jump in the lake.
All right, as you exit the portal, and as Griffin lands into the Crimson Lake, there are no signs of the blood zombies, but what you can see on the shore is a woman holding someone else. Around her are petrified goblins and petrified blood zombies.
Is the woman Petra?
The woman on the shore is not Petra, but as you get closer, you see that it is Petra she is holding in her arms. And as you get closer, you realize that just the top half of her is a woman. The bottom half of her is a large snake, or at least reptilian.
Does she see us walk? Like, is she on guard or anything? Or
she is just slowly rocking Petra's body in her arms. She does look up at you. You can see that her skin is a very fine scales. She's quite attractive. She's older. She has those sort of slit eyes of a reptile, but she doesn't do anything except look up at you as you guys walk up.
Can I do a quick look around for Potemkina?
Yes, the Potemkina does not seem to be... She's definitely not visible anywhere on the shoreline.
Hello, what happened here? We know Petra. Is she all right? What happened?
Petra has been killed by Swallow, her accursed stepbrother.
Can I do a medicine check to see how long Petra's been dead?
Yes, you can.
I have a +0. 17?
Whoa.
You can see that she's been dead More than 24 hours. Okay. Okay. All right, just under 24 hours?
No. I'm thinking more like 60 seconds or less.
No, she has been... It looks like something has happened in the last few days.
Oh, my God.
The Lamia, for that's what she is, looks up at you and she said, "Yes, my stepson has turned on Petra at last, turned on the family, and seems to have taken over the Veil of Portals. My husband decided to adopt this swallow, this dark lizard, against my better judgment. I never liked him. I worried for Petra, and I see that my worries were well-founded. You said you know Petra.
We came through here a few days ago. I'm ashamed to say she asked us for help, but we couldn't help. And we said we would come back. We left a friend here who I don't see amongst the statues. I don't know what happened. When did you arrive?
I have been here 2 days. I returned to find my husband dead in the woods.
Shit.
My daughter dead on the shore. She died alone, surrounded by enemies.
Well, she died fighting. She died nobly.
That's not better. Oh.
Yes. Yes, that is true. She died the way she lived, striving to be in the right and in the light.
She told us that John Swallow was keeping her father locked up. Do you know where that was?
Where he was kept was probably in our home.
Okay. And where were you?
I have to travel for various reasons. Ophion preferred to stay here by the lake, and I returned when I could. Part of the reason Petra and Swallow were here was to keep him company as he worked on his Veil of Portals.
So sorry.
You cannot blame yourself. You cannot blame anyone except Swallow.
What happens to the Veil of Portals now? Is there a guardian? Is there anyone to watch?
The Veil will remain under Swallow's control.
Mm.
But until he actively asserts his control, it will be simply passive. It will be as you see it now. And you look and you see that there are now many different portals. I mean, you had seen them before, but none of them now are moving. They're all just floating silently, and there's nothing differentiating all the different portals from each other.
Are what? They still functional?
I do not know. I believe that they are. It is simply, there is just no control. It is as chaos. It is chance. There will be no going.
There is no direction.
There is no direction.
What do you want to happen now?
I want Swallow to die. And until a more suitable guardian can be found, I will take over control of the Veil of Portals. It is the least I could do for Ophion.
What do we know about Swallow? Who is he? You said your husband adopted him. Where did he come from?
Swallow is from the Shadow Realm.
Oh, boy.
Guys, I think we know what we have to do.
Well,
did he go home?
I believe he is on his way there. Yes.
What?
And she points to a sort of broken trail of trees and shrubs where a large creature has passed.
What other benefit did Swallow gain from killing Ophion and Petra if not to exert control over the Veil of Portals? Why would he kill them and just leave? What else did he gain?
I do not know that. He was never content to simply be the guardian of the Veil. He urged my husband to use the Veil of Portals to gather power, so I believe that he is now using the power he receives from the Veil of Portals to some malicious end.
What kind of a man was he? Was he a man? What
he physically? Could take man shape. Yes, he was quiet. He could be charming when he needed to be. His true form was that of a shadow drake.
Shadow drake,
like a dragon. Have I ever heard of anything like that before?
Yes, I would say both of our forest inhabitants have heard of shadow drakes. You wouldn't necessarily have seen one, but yes.
Okay.
So they're one of the most powerful drakes. They're not necessarily have the same power as a dragon, but they're certainly not your average sort of animalistic drakes. They have full intelligence.
Wow.
There's something going on here with controlling access to places. You control the roads, you control the world. Yeah, it's all coming together. Friends, do you want to pursue this? I feel we owe it to Potemkina to at least find where she went.
Yeah, I don't feel great leaving Potemkina behind. Rand, do you have a Korgeth something? A necklace, a book, or something?
What do you mean? What are you thinking
about?
Show
this woman a symbol or something to see if there's any recognition here.
I have stripped off all of my Korgoth, and I am working to put that behind me.
That makes sense.
Do any of us have a Korgoth symbol of any kind?
I think you could create one easy enough.
Yeah, could I draw one?
I think you could, yes. Yes. You probably doodle all sorts of things.
Just like I'll rip a page out of my book and just like draw it. I'm not putting it in the book.
Oh my God, I got scared for a second.
It's also like sand.
Yeah, there is the beach.
Oh, true. Yeah, we are on a shore. Okay, I will scratch I'll take my staff and I'll do my best to draw out the Korgeth symbol.
Excuse me, ma'am. Do you recognize this? Was this on anything that Swallow was working with?
I have spent so little time with Swallow. It would be something to ask my poor husband.
Excuse my manners. What's your name?
Oh, my name is Barbina.
Gosh, we're so rude. It's very nice to meet you, Barbina. I'm so sorry. I wish it were under better circumstances.
And you are?
My name is Ilex. I come from the Margrave Forest. I'm familiar with Shadow Drakes. And nothing like this, I'm afraid, but that's who I am. Also a diplomat. Sounds like that's kind of what you've been doing.
I am more of a representative of a certain power.
What is the power?
Oh. Sings a little song.
She just sung at us for a little bit. That's she so, starts humming.
So no, hold on. I just have to look up
the right questions.
The name of the power that she is representative of.
Blind mice.
We'll have to go to the original Midgard book.
Please hold on. Your call is very important to us.
Your certain power is important to us.
Girlfriend,
tall and old and kind of a snake woman. She is Barbina the Lamia. She doesn't know the name.
Oh, look at you go!
God, aren't we doing a musical episode?
Yeah.
Well, this does mean I have to leave this part in now because that was too good.
That was pre-written.
Oh shit!
Sorry about that, listeners. You are hearing some behind the scenes right now.
You don't have to leave that part in.
I'm going to.
No.
She says, well, I represent Kespotan.
Kespotan. I look around at my friends.
Chisk, who is that? Chisk and Rand, who is that?
Kespotan.
So, you don't know who Kespotan is? Religion check.
Good try, though, Dix. Oh, you don't know?
You don't know who Kespotan is, Gideon?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Let's find out if Chis knows who Kespotan is.
Oh, I know who Kespotan is. Let me tell you who Kespotan is. With my new improved religion, that is a 25.
Hey. Okay.
Damn, dude.
We know he knew.
Kespotan, Lord of Stone, Decider of Destiny, Scrivener of Fate.
That's really cool.
Say Lord. Scrivener?
Scrivener.
Oh, Scrivener.
His domain, he is a dragon god. His domain is knowledge, mountain, and prophecy.
Damn, another knowledge god.
Yeah, he's a bit of a cousin to
Thoth,
he's a bit of a cousin. Yeah.
What is a Scrivener for the audience who may not know?
You don't know what a Scrivener is, dude?
Yeah.
Okay, listen. I know. I'm just trying to expand everyone else's vocabulary.
Yeah. Fancy writer.
Madeline Hunter Smith, Scrivener.
Scrivener.
I'm going to put that on my resume. Thank you.
Are we saying Scrivener or are we saying Scribner?
With a V.
With a V,
right? S-C-R-I-V-E-N-E-R.
Got it. I thought it was going to be like scribe, so I was thinking Scrivener.
It's like Scribbler.
Ah, okay.
It's like Scribner, except it's a different word.
Except it's not that at all.
It's like Scribbler, but still with the V.
Oh, all right, Kespotan, the Scrivener of Fate. Listen, should we...
Whoa. Don't take credit for your path? Knowledge.
Should we follow this path, huh?
I think we should. I mean, I feel like Vermes can find us wherever we are, right?
And also, if we have to go to the Shadow Realm, that also... Oh, wait, never mind. I don't know about me.
What do you mean?
I didn't hear your conversation last night.
Yes, okay, all
right. I didn't hear your conversation. Very good.
Some 41 descends from the sky.
God of punk and metal. I feel like we need to follow the physical path in case Potemkin got, like, spit out somewhere. Don't know what happened there.
Yeah, Potemkin fast.
Can you locate Potemkin at Chisk?
I can. I do not have locate person prepare this morning.
Shoot.
Unfortunately, I wasn't counting on that.
That's all right.
So hard to know.
I'd love to not have to count on people missing.
Yeah.
All right, ma'am, do you want to... maybe I'm being insensitive. Do you want to come with us, or do you need some more time here?
I thank you, but I am going to remain here and, as best I can, guard the veil from worn travelers. I would prefer to wait for Swallow to return so that I may exact vengeance upon him.
Well, I guess what I'm saying is, if we go there and kill him, like, do you want to
drop back?
That
would be very good.
Okay. Very right. All
we
right.
Will do great, that.
Good.
We will do that.
Nice. Good. Nice. Good.
Can we help you with funereal rites or anything like that? Do you need help to put these two to rest?
No. I am going to make a stone tomb using these hated goblins and these mindless zombie statues as a testament to my daughter's battle prowess.
Excuse me, ma'am, can I give you a hug?
She kind of blinks, and she says, well, that would be very appreciated.
He never hugs.
Do not
anybody.
Often get doesn't. A warm-blooded creature to hug.
All right,
and she sort of
hugs yeah. The snake body.
So she wraps her arms around you, and the tail also sort of wraps around your waist a minute to give you a quick squeeze.
This is very sweet.
Yeah. She has to resist the urge just to constrict you just a little bit, but she's okay. She doesn't. It's a big hug. It's just a big hug.
Wow.
I bet you were a good mom.
If I was a good mother, my daughter would be alive now. But I appreciate your sentiment, Mr. Bear.
We'll go kill Swallow, all right?
If you are able to take Swallow alive or dead, bring back to me the pendant.
What pendant?
He will have taken the pendant of the door.
What does it look like?
It is a stylized doorknob.
Well,
does it do anything? Like magical?
It does, but only here in the Vale of Portals.
Okay.
Once you are attuned to it, if you are the guardian, then it gives you certain additional powers. But for most, it is simply a pendant.
Very good.
Thank you.
Thank you very much to Kobold Press for all the lovely Midgard material, to Maps and Melodies, formerly known as the Boy King of Idaho, for the sweet jams you heard in this episode, and to Morgan Ermter for all the graphic design work done for the Die As Cast. If you have any thoughts or questions or concerns about the show, you can email me at griffin@dieascast.com. Follow us on the social medias, Griffin Cork, Cinder Emma B, Madeline Hunter Smith, Diego Stradle. I won't tell you Kevin's because I guess he doesn't want you to know. Too bad. You can find us on the web, dieascast.com, or get into the socials at the dieascast, or get into the Discord, baby. Let's hang out. Let's hang out in the Discord. You're going to be hearing this outro a lot more because we're getting more into batch recording, which is just recording for a big old long session and then chopping it all up. Anyways, you rock. Thanks for listening. We'll see you soon.